Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Nikos Avorginakis, and by myself, Hercules Kanamu. Today, we'll be celebrating the songs and song covers of a very imposing, melancholic voice. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Maria Papageorgiou.
Μέσα μου κρύβω θάλασσα κι ουρανό. Τα σύννεφα με φέρνουνε πάντα εδώ. Εδώ που φυλακίζουνε όσους κρυφά ποτίζουνε το καιρό. Με αίμα και με όνειρα πέταν του νου τα πόνερα στο κενό. Και στο κελί τους είναι η φωνή τους σαν κραυγή που όλο κλωτσάει και τραγουδάει θέλει να βγει. Τραγουδί νέο, τραγουδί ωραίο απ' την αρχή. Να μπουσουλήσει, να περπατήσει, να μηνθεί.
Maria Papageorgiou is a singer, a music producer, and a vocal coach. She has released 4 personal albums, an album with live recordings titled 4 Years Monday, and an album with recordings of songs by Mikis Theodorakis titled Correspondence. Next to singing and songwriting, she has composed music for short films. She is a performer of dance theater, and recently she worked as a radio producer for the second program of the Hellenic Radio. In 2016, she also published a book detailing her experience with dealing with panic attacks. In other words, Maria Papageorgiou is a multifaceted Renaissance personality with interesting songs and covers and a fascinating story to tell.
Τα
βροχή στη μυρωδιά, όταν πέτανε χαμηλά και μου το ψιθυρίζουνε. Πως μια στεγνή καρδιά χωρίς αγάπη να κυλά, χτύπαει πάντα πιο αργά κι ύστερα τη τυβίζουνε. Αχού πουλάκι είμαι χαμένο στις λεωφόρους και περιμένω, αχ, ένα χέρι, ένα δυο χέρι να με χωρεί. Αχού πουλάκι είμαι χαμένο στις λεωφόρους και περιμένω, αχ, ένα χέρι, ένα δυο χέρι να με χωρεί.
Maria remembers her early steps in music. It's very important for a child growing up in the countryside to have the willingness to explore the world and to have support in parallel. I mean, children in Athens have lots of stimuli compared to children in the countryside. Anyway, at home we had some CDs and cassettes, and I would listen to Vicky Moscholiou, for example, singing, and I would try to memorize the words of the songs. The truth is that if you come to Athens at the age of 18 and you start gaining your independence, you eventually realize that it's a long journey, and that's where you want to set a new family from the beginning.
Όταν μεγαλώσουμε πολύ και πια δεν θα έχει τόση σημασία, θα έρθω να σου πω πως αγαπώ. Στη ζωή σου θα ήθελα να ζω, και αυτή θα είναι όλη μου η ουσία. Θα έχεις δυο παιδιά και μια ζωή και μια γυναίκα θα έχει στην κορνίζα. Κι έτσι όπως θα πίνουμε καφέ, θα λέω πως δεν σε φίλησα ποτέ. Και θα μου ψιθυρίζεις τη μαρκίζα. Κι εσύ που ξέρεις όσα η καταιγίδα, ούτε κουβέντα θα να μου πεις. Τη θλίψη μες στα μάτια σου την είδα. Όχι, δεν έχω ανάγκη από ελπίδα. Μόνο ζωή χαμένη μην το έχω τόσα βράδια ονειρευτεί. Δεν ξέρω αν σου φανεί ανοησία. Θα έρθω να σε βρω και να σου το πω. Στη ζωή σου θα θέλα να ζω, χωρίς να σου ζητάω καμιά θυσία. Θα ρωτάς πως πάει η δουλειά. Τα μαλλιά μου θα είναι πλέον γκρίζα. Κι όπως θα μιλάω για μια ζωή που από μέσα έλειπες εσύ, θα σου ψιθυρίζω τη μαρκίζα. Κι εσύ που ξέρεις όσα υποτεθήκα, ούτε κουβέντα θα έχεις να μου. Λείψε με στα μάτια σου την είδα. Όχι, δεν έχω ανάγκη από ελπίδα. Μόνο ζωή χαμένη μην το
to the conservatory, but I had a teacher who sent me early on to play the guitar and sing live at a tavern in the third grade of high school. I was making pocket money there. I wasn't concerned with figuring out whether I was a good musician as much as I was concerned with communicating with musicians. Today, I keep telling my students, learn an instrument and try to understand it. It makes a difference when a singer knows music. When I first came to Athens, I was desperately trying to find people to play music. It took me 2 years.
Δεν έχω το ποτέ καρδιά, ανέμους μόνο έχω, ήλιο που δεν αντέχω. Αν θελήσω μια σκιά, σε σένα πάντα τρέχω. Σε σένα που δεν έχω. Απ' το μηδέν στο απειρό και πίσω. Ένα τσιγάρο δρόμος να γυρίσω. Βράχει και το τσιγάρο μου και σβήνει. στο τίποτα πυρό θα γίνει.
Maria Papagiorgiou details her connection with traditional music. I consider those who recorded traditional music as my relatives. As I grow older, I begin to miss my homeland, not the town of Grévenat or my family, but rather the sense of homeland that is contained in this small place. The small place creates a community. The truth is that I never became an Athenian. I don't understand this alienation here. That's why it's hard to build things here, because you miss the community. I'm very insistent on the notion of the group and the recording of the folk traditional song. There were small communities and they had a specific issue. Maybe the village burned down or someone got married, and that became a song and was handed down to us. That's tradition, and I'm really moved by it.
Oh,
Maria Papageorgiou adds, I can now safely say that I'm more of a concert singer than a studio singer. What matters is not what you feel, but where you fit in more with the people. When you're multitasking in music, being a producer in the studio, doing live shows, playing an instrument, writing your own songs, teaching, playing in children's shows, you can see which part of you fits best with people. You can see where the most friction happens. I feel like, for me, the most intense friction happens in concerts. Plus, I like covers. It feels as if they're my own songs. Another reading of mine on songs I love. The artist has to speak publicly and take a stance. At least, the model of the artist that I have in my head. That's what art should be. Exaltation. So it's good to position ourselves socially and publicly. If one can do it through their music alone, that's fine. You know, it's not easy for the artists either. Something happens and immediately everyone wonders why the artists don't express an opinion. But when they do express an opinion, people say, it's none of your business, mind your own songs, etc. We artists ought to be socially active and act in accordance with our ethics and values.
Σφίγανε στα χέρια οι μηγάδες. Δέκα ρεπόρτερς καταγράφαν τα συμβάντα. Πριν στο χώρο τους μας τραβήξουν οι
Papageorgiou has referred extensively to her own battle with panic attacks. My brothers and I studied economics. They practiced the profession, but I got sick of it. I didn't like it. That's when the panic attacks started, when I was a student, and they lasted for 10 years. I had a very, very hard time. I had a mental disorder. Anxiety is a conflict of two things, who you are and who you know you are, ultimately. I was 20 years old, and it took me 10 years to manage it. You see, there was no information back then, and I thought I was going crazy. I was ashamed. Now, after years of therapy, I know that if it happens to me, it will be welcome, and I won't panic. I published a book about my experience with panic attacks in 2017. The Me Too movement and other instances like collective labor struggles show that there are mobilizations when a person is suffering or is offended by something. A voice can be amplified by just saying what has happened to it. So the reason I published the book was this. And we did get very close to people who are experiencing it, and now they don't have to lose years of their lives thinking that they are alone and that they have a serious issue that will never be resolved. I, personally, felt less lonely.
Σκοτεινιά της κάμαρας
The starting point of the encounter of Papagiorgiou with Mikis Theodorakis was her cover of the song Ximeroni, Dawn is Coming, that we just listened to. This was the occasion to start a dialogue with Theodorakis. In fact, an interesting correspondence began, as it used to happen in the past between artists, with an exchange of views on music, life, personal anxieties, and social conditions. At the same time, meetings between them began. Then came the proposal from the composer to Maria to make an album with covers of mainly hidden songs of his, but also more well-known ones based on her own personal reading. His basic instruction was very clear. Do what you think is best with your team. I fully trust you. The end result balances delicately between Papagiorgiou's personal style and respect for Theodorakis' musical history. Papagiorgiou remembers. I remember that as a child, I once sang a song by Mikis Theodorakis at the school fest in Grevena. After I finished, a teacher grabbed me by the hand and told me, I wish you to have the chance to meet Mikis Theodorakis at some point in your life. This meeting came to me so naturally and effortlessly that it surpassed all imagination. This encounter and this way of working together raised my personal bar very, very high concerning how I will be working and how I will be collaborating in the future. This collaboration started in 2017 and the album was released in 2018. For me, the overall experience has been about something more than just an album, a song cycle, or even my emotions when meeting Theodorakis at his home. I only understood what it meant after he passed away. Now I understand. You see, I was the last one to record songs of the composer, the last grand composer of ours. That filled me with responsibility, with sadness, but also with strength and optimism. In the midst of all the other things I do, I feel I have an obligation, a sweet obligation to pass on a material that is still great and relevant.
Σε δρόμους μακρινούς την τύχη πουλάνε μονάχοι και πάνε η μέρα τους πονά μα η νύχτα τους θυματέ. Σε πόλεις σκότεινες σαν ίσκι διαβαίνουν και φεύγουν και μένουν στα χέρια τους τα χνά ο θάνατος κοιμάται.
Mikis Theodorakis noted the following about Maria at the time. Maria Papageorgiou is a complete artistic personality who combines the rare beauty of her voice with the maturity of her expressive means. The result of this coexistence is the fascinating way in which she interprets the songs she sings, a way that captivates and enchants you. So, I consider myself lucky because my music found in her such an ideal representative of the younger generation of Greek performers who dares to fill the gap of time with the wonderful interpretations of my songs. For this reason, along with my best wishes for our joint project, I must publicly say a big thank you to her.
Και πούλησα τα μάτια μου. μαχαίρι. Παζάρια, όλης της γης παίξαν ζάρια τη χαρά μου κι αγάπη μου σ' αγόρασα. Μ' αλυσίδες, μ' αλυσίδες.
Well, I'm afraid that today's journey in the art of Maria Papagiorgiou has come to an end, and it is time to kiss you goodbye with her cover of the song My Russian Eyes, from our sound engineer, Nikos Avorginakis, and from myself, Hercules Economou. Peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.
Λόγα μου ξανθή, στέπα σκοτεινή, κι αγιο μου κορμί. Σ' έχω ερωτευτεί με σφιγμένα δόντια ρωτώ.